This is Brock and Salk
from the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle app.
All right, it's Brock and Salk here, and this hour is brought to you by Precor Home Fitness. I promised a simple question. I mean simple. Except the answer's hard. Like, it's a really, really simple question. But the answer, I've been going back and forth between, like, four guys for a while. And so you guys can always jump in on these things. 206-421-3776. Who's your favorite quarterback of the last 25 years? So that's going back to, like, the early 90s. So that doesn't, like, that we're not going to include...
Can I include Elway in that?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Hold on. You can include late Elway. But you don't get all of John Elway.
Okay. This one's for John.
Right. Like, you don't get early John Elway. You can't have Dan Marino. You can't have Joe Montana.
Okay.
I don't even really think you can have Steve Young. Like,
all right.
We're talking the newer generation than that. So if you want Elway, you can have him, but I think that's weak.
But I get the old one.
But you can have Favre. You can have Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you can have that group of guys. But you can't have Phil Sims. Or at least I can't. Me and Wassel can't have Phil Sims.
Yeah.
You can have Drew Brees. You can have Tom Brady. You can have Peyton Manning. You can have Eli Manning. And if somebody calls this station and says Eli Manning, I'm probably going to hang up on you. I'm just going to tell you now. You can have Russell Wilson. You can have Michael Vick. You can have Cam Newton. You can have Donovan McNabb.
Phillip Rivers.
You can have Phillip Rivers. You can have
Joe Flacco.
You can have Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
There's a lot of really good, fun quarterbacks. But the question is not who's the best.
Mm-mm.
The question is not who's the GOAT. The question is in no way dictated by facts. Except I'll still argue with you. I just want you to know, you may still get an argument. But it's who's your favorite? 206-421-3776. I am tempted to take Russell off the list here just for the sake of conversation.
No, I wouldn't. I'm very curious if people will.
I'm curious if people here will say Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people will say Mike Teal. I do think that there'll be somebody who says Seneca Wallace, who was just here at the stadium this past weekend.
All I know is that when it comes to QB names, your memory is as good as anything I've ever heard.
And I will tell you that there's an opportunity, if you want, to go in the other direction and give us your least favorite quarterbacks of the last few years, as long as it includes Chad Pennington, who's mine.
So silly.
I hate Chad
Pennington.
He's
like Pennington. the nicest guy ever.
The worst.
He is.
Your don't give accuracy. Us the Jake Locker argument, bro.
Oh, please. Yes, he's so nice.
I'm sorry. Pennington only led the Jets to the playoffs, which, like, no quarterback has done since.
Because he's, like, the most accurate. He couldn't throw. He's like Max Hall.
Bro, his shoulder was destroyed.
And listening to the announcers just talk about him like he should be on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
His shoulder was bone on bone. Okay, and he did all he could.
So painful to watch. So obviously some of this comes out of Drew Brees last night, because Drew Brees has got to be near the top of certainly my list.
Yeah.
Like, I narrowed this down to three or four guys, but God, it's really, really hard. I mean, just my favorites, I mean, I love Russell. I love watching him. I love the way he plays the game. Yeah. I love his creativity, his arm strength, his accuracy.
Consistency.
Yeah, there's so many things, but like, there's a lot wrapped up in Russell that make it hard for me to use him as my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I love Drew Brees. I mean, I think
surprised Brees. I asked this question last night because as we were watching it and we got home late running all over the place and got a chance to actually get home and see him break the record last night. Nobody in the history of this league has thrown for more yards, over 70,000 yards. And it was this play last night that was the final icing on the cake.
Wide open! And Smith, what a way to do it! And that ball is going to be headed to Canton, Ohio. A 62-yard touchdown pass is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book.
I'm really surprised that you didn't say when I texted you last night, so let's just keep this simple, stupid, right? Let's just have a lot of fun. We're not talking timeouts. That stuff is going to make us all crazy, and steam will come out of everybody's ears. And I already made the whole analytical world mad anyway, so we're not going to do that. I don't like making people mad. I love engaging in fun conversation. And when I texted that to you last night, I honestly thought you would say Brees.
Well, he's certainly right there. I said I love Brees. One of the first thing I wrote back.
Unbelievably consistent, selfless, has poured into New Orleans.
Just seems like the best teammate ever.
Yes.
But he's athletic. He runs around. He makes plays. He ran a little read option last night.
Excuse maker.
No.
He owns it.
I love the way he gets the team psyched, the whole like huddle thing they do. And I love Drew Brees. He's probably my answer. But I don't know. Like, The problem I have is that there's like there's two other guys.
And by the way, we'll get to all your phone calls.
There's like two or three other guys that keep coming up in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed in some ways about them. And one of them I'll be able to explain. One of them I won't.
Okay.
If I could have just pre-Randy Moss Tom Brady, I would take him.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-Randy Moss Tom Brady is probably my favorite quarterback of all time because he didn't throw for a gazillion yards. He didn't have the crazy offense that they have now. Okay. He was a dink and dunker who threw little screens and wide receiver screens and never made mistakes and then in the final 2 minutes beat you every time. There was nothing like Tom Brady before Randy Moss, and then he decided he needed to throw for 5,000, 6,000 yards a year, whatever. I enjoy the Tom Brady who dink and dunk forever, and then at the end of the game, like he's just had a new way to beat you every single time.
Yep.
That's probably my favorite. So I can maybe explain that one, but once you include modern Tom Brady, yeah, he's out. So I can't take that.
All right.
I can't say this, can I? I still love Cam Newton. I hate him and I love him. I know he lost me forever after the Super Bowl and the way his leg was and the excuse making.
Right.
But every week, I mean, I have DirecTV. I have DirecTV partially for this reason.
No way.
And I just always find myself turning on Carolina.
If he was your quarterback, as inaccurate
I didn't say that.
The number of interceptions, the blame game that he'll play, he is fun. He keeps football, I think, in a cool, unique perspective. There's no way.
He's not my answer, but he's as fun to watch as anyone in the game.
Thank you for being honest.
And has been here for a long time. Michael Vick is way on this. Doesn't Vick have to be like near the top of your list?
Well, kind of.
No?
No.
But then there's some catastrophic choices that he made.
All right. Yeah. I meant like before that.
I understand, but no.
Just to watch?
Yeah. Oh, in his heyday, in his prime? Oof, video game.
To play in a video game.
Yes.
And then
but watching him was like watching him play in a video game.
Yeah. So what's ultimately? Can you give me your answer before all these people can weigh in? And Kyle and Howdy as well?
I'll go with Drew Brees.
You'll go Drew Brees?
Yeah, I love Drew Brees. He's probably my favorite. And Russ. I love Russell, and that's not just because he's the local
guy. And those two are linked together. Russell has said Drew Brees was his guy.
I like that style. Yep. I mean, they have a lot in common, and I enjoy watching both of them play. 206-421-3776. I know your answer is Peyton Manning, so I don't even need to ask. Justin's in Renton. Good morning, Justin. Well, Justin disappeared. Let's try Jonathan in Springfield, Missouri. What's up, Jonathan? You're listening on the 710 Sports app, which is driven by your Puget Sound Acura dealers.
Yes, sir. My all-time favorite's got to be Jeff George. I mean, just flat out throwing the ball around and laughable fun. It was Jeff George.
Jeff
what?
Jeff George was your number one favorite?
Jonathan.
Dude, I'm
Jonathan.
Love Jeff George.
Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Jonathan. Jeff George is not your favorite quarterback of all time. Be honest here.
No, I really liked watching Jeff George. I mean, as
why?
Far as just
Jonathan, what if
around.
I were to tell? Hold on. What if I were to tell you, Jonathan, that while I was in Indianapolis and Jeff was still trying to get in the league, he was wearing a tank top doing spinning classes with Ashley Manning and the ladies.
Oh, and the and Ashley's yes. HGH.
I don't know about that. But what does that change your opinion at all?
Yeah, he's just a smart man for running with all the weight.
Did you like the way he was the only quarterback in football to put his hand right on the back point of the ball when
he
threw?
Ian Bradshaw, man. Hey, man, give the guys due, okay?
Jeff
George. There's no wrong answers here, Mike.
That might be.
No, it's not.
All right.
Thank you for listening. That's not a wrong answer.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And when it came to throwing a football, you know what he was? Aroldis Chapman. He was Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman, the greatest closer and pitcher of all time? By no means.
But
flaky,
your favorite?
Up and down. Well, people loved watching 103. Jeff George could throw the ball 80 yards. And in fact, when he was with the Seahawks, I talked to Hasselbeck and Zorn about
this. Kyle Bowler is your answer then.
Well, because Kyle didn't do anything in the league.
You could throw the ball really far from his knees.
Could do that, yes. Dude. That throw from like his own 20 to the end zone from his knees.
Hey, don't poo-poo pay people's favorites, all right?
All right.
That's his favorite.
All right, let's grab Casey's impulse. Well, hi, Casey. Good morning.
How you doing?
Who's your favorite quarterback in the last 25 years?
Brett Favre.
Yeah. Anything stand out in particular?
Just his love of the game. His love of the game is amazing. He made me want to watch football.
Yep.
The way he improvised was just unbelievable.
Your favorite quarterback of the last 25 years is the league all-time leader in interceptions?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Go big or go home.
That's
baby.
Cool if you like interceptions.
Hey, go big or go home. Will you stop diminishing people's
favorites?
I'm
not. I'm asking. I just want to make sure he knows, right? I mean,
He knows. 503 touchdowns. I'll take it.
That's exactly right. He loved Favre because he'd throw four touchdowns and he'd throw three picks.
All-time leader in picks?
Who cares?
All-time leader in the NFL in picks. Guys throw more interceptions in the history of the NFL than anyone.
And wasn't he touchdowns as
and
well?
And he only won one Super Bowl. Like, Favre's so overrated,
no, he's
man.
Not.
Favre is so overrated.
Favre was a capital F for fun, all right? And a fun factor that we talk about all the time. That the Patrick Mahomes is got that fun factor. Like, you just don't know at any time what's going to happen.
Mm.
Right? And he's like Nelson Cruz. When he was off, man, he was off. But then when he was on, it was unlike in the sound of a ball off of Nelson Cruz bat in the plays that Favre was making before a lot of the improvisers. I get that.
Favre is such a complicated figure for a whole bunch of reasons. Obviously, I mean, the fun factor was there. The joy of the game was there. The playing the game like a kid and the touchdown passes and the gunslinger nature. But the game passed Favre by while he was playing. It really did. And the way he held the fans and the organization in Green Bay hostage for 3 or 4 years before finally they moved on from him was sad. The incidents with would now be his Me Too incident, and lucky for him it happened before the culture had changed the way it has. I mean, Favre's a complicated figure.
I'd be real careful, like, digging into lots of these quarterback stories on and off the field. I think we just keep it to the fun factor, or at least the quarterback play on the field, and that guy was electric. That's a guy, I'll tell you, there's two for me, and I had Favre number two, and I'll even take old Elway. I don't care. Elway, for me, for decades.
Old Elway.
Yeah, this old Elway that was even willing to pinwheel in helicopter into the end zone.
11th play of this drive that started back at the Bronco 8. 3rd and 6, Elway shotgun. Almost offside, but the Packers got back on. Elway, scrambling, looking, running, diving inside the 5-yard line for a first down. Is he only 37? How important is this football game? How bad does John Elway want to win this football game?
I'll take that. Even there, and that's a perfect clip. Because it encapsulates everything about him. Mm-hmm. His teammates loved him. Just get in the huddle.
People are getting so mad at me for mocking people for their favorite quarterback.
Yes, they should.
I told you I was going to do it. I warned you ahead of time. Of course I can make fun of a subjective choice. That's the fun of the segment. Grow up, people. 206.
There's no wrong answer, Mike.
Oh, you want a wrong answer? Jake's in Tacoma. Jake, who is your favorite quarterback of the last 25 years?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Great segment you got going here. I think... You know, this is kind of a no-brainer for me. For me, it's Charlie Batch. Whenever he would come in the game, someone goes down, it was absolute fireworks. The guy's an electric factory. And anytime he's in there, you got a chance to win the football game. So for me, it's Charlie Batch, no-brainer.
That's awesome.
You're saying that with a straight face?
Yes.
I can't tell. Yes. I can't tell if you're mocking the segment or if you truly think Charlie Batch is your favorite quarterback in the last 25 years.
Well, I did get the chance to meet him in person. He's a great guy. For me, no, this isn't really a tough question.
I love it, bro.
It's not even tough. Who's number two? Who's number two? Mike Lennon?
Number two, probably.
Bobby Brister? I'm sorry, once you start a Charlie Batch, where do you go from there?
Michael Vick, number two.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. That's interesting. Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the phone call. Once Charlie Batch is your favorite quarterback in the last 25 years.
Hey, Big Ray's like, yeah, I got you.
Where do you go next?
Big Ray's feeling that one. He protected. He loved Charlie Batch.
Charlie Batch is number one for me. Number two is probably Moses Moreno. I just thought the work he did in Chicago was really good.
Hey, you can't judge people's favorite.
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
You can have, like, Charlie, there's a secondary category for guys like Charlie Batch. A secondary category for guys like a guy I've always sort of like had a soft spot for.
Bless
I've
him.
Got a bunch of those.
Bless him.
Matt Moore is one of my I've always liked my favorite. I always liked Byron Leftwich. Always liked Byron Leftwich. Where did I just see him? He's the offensive coordinator somewhere.
Yeah, down in Arizona with Rosen.
Yeah, that's where he is.
Yep.
And like, yeah, I always liked Byron Leftwich, but he's not my favorite.
But that's okay. But he's his
Charlie
favorite.
Batch?
No, but that's, what was his name? Jake in Tacoma? That's his favorite.
No.
Just like Jeff George was our buddy in Missouri. He was his favorite.
But I don't believe them. I don't believe that that's actually their favorite. I think they're making that up to be on the radio. Let's grab Taylor who's in Tacoma. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. So I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the absolute dog and leader that he is going to be like anything we've ever seen, and especially with that whole city, I think it's going to be just something pretty cool.
Who did you say before last week?
I mean, I just said I called in and talked about how Baker, you know.
You did.
Well, I know, but like before last week, who was your favorite quarterback?
Huh?
Before last week, who was your favorite quarterback? I mean, it's not that long ago. Baker's only been playing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really have like a favorite quarterback.
Yeah. He loved him at Oklahoma. He won the Heisman. We're not doing this segment, Saul. If you're going to rip everybody's pick, he loves Baker Mayfield.
I didn't say he couldn't. I believe him. I want to know who his favorite was before 2 weeks ago
when Baker Mayfield
first started playing in the NFL.
It was Baker 2 years ago.
Who was it before yesterday?
You don't understand that Baker got that dog in him, man. You just don't understand.
What? Is this another – are we living on the moon? Did we all take off on the SpaceX rocket and we are now living in some alternate universe where Charlie Batch and Baker Mayfield are appropriate answers to who's your favorite quarterback from the last 25 years?
You didn't think when we began this segment you would hear Jeff George, Charlie Batch, Baker Mayfield?
I knew we'd get Brett Favre. I figured we'd get Matt Hasselbeck. I thought, I knew there'd be answers. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, fine.
Right. Charlie Batch, Jeff George, Baker Mayfield.
Mike is in Spanway. Good morning, Mike. Who's your favorite quarterback of the last 25 years? Mike, hello.
Hello. My favorite quarterback is Kurt Warner.
That's a good answer. I like that one. How come?
200 yards passing. He was bagging groceries at Safeway. And, you know, he I woke up every Sunday morning waiting to watch him throw the football.
He was pretty fun.
Greatest show on turf and the story and all that.
Five kids. I mean, you know, how do you get a better guy than that, too, you know?
Yeah, he was kind of all in, right? He had just about every element to his story. The total underdog, which, you know, you relate to there, and bagging groceries and the Arena League and getting his chance, and then a superstar and, you know, always having family and just a humility and a Dick Vermeil watching him and Dick Vermeil just
but also
kind of
that
hug
offense,
and cry.
Man, offense was insane. Like, I don't get into the sappy story and any of that stuff, but I just think that his, like, watching him run the greatest show on turf was crazy.
Yep.
And the thing that I think elevates him to a different level is getting to the Super Bowl in Arizona. That's a big deal to Kurt Warner's career, because if he had just left St. Louis, gone to the Giants, and basically just given up to Eli Manning, and that would have been it.
Yep.
It would have been like, yeah, all right. He kind of caught lightning in a bottle. He would have been a lightning in a bottle.
But he's a Hall of
Famer,
totally legitimized everything
absolutely,
in his career.
Right? Especially Arizona.
Yep.
One of the all-time joke franchises in the NFL.
Yep.
To get them to their first Super Bowl is a huge
And by the way, I would put him on that list. I'm going to change what I said to you earlier. I would actually say that Smoltz is more Drew Brees, because Smoltz is a sneaky, phenomenal athlete. Mm. I mean, a basketball,
but
a stretch
I don't think there's
golfer.
Anything sneaky about Drew Brees' athleticism. People talk about it all the time.
They talk about his athleticism?
Yes.
I've never heard it in the broadcast in the last 10 years.
You hear about it all the time.
I've
He's
heard
a
about
high
his,
jumper, and he runs around.
Heard about his release and his accuracy. Dude, I've never heard about that. But by
absolutely.
The way, Kurt Warner is actually Maddox. They are the same thing. Kurt Warner's repeatable delivery, and you can like close your eyes and picture how he held the ball, how he threw the ball consistently and did it for a decade. Pretty awesome.
Let's grab Wes, who's in Seattle. Good morning, Wes. Who's your favorite quarterback of the last 25 years?
I got to obviously go with Peyton Manning. The consistency. Every time he's playing, you think he's going to win. He always has a chance.
How do you feel about the fact that he used HGH, allegedly?
Hey, back off.
What? I just want to know how you feel about it. Like, his wife got HGH stuff. And
I'm talking about on the field.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, and then you know, after that, I mean, Michael Vick, again, on the field, I mean, he's so exciting, or was, early in his career,
like
before he
opposites.
Fell off,
like,
I wish that, they're polar opposites, and that's why I'm
like, one guy was
too.
Super exciting, really fun to watch, and the other guy is, like, the most
one guy
annoying
led organization
to
12 wins for 10 straight
the
years.
The single most annoying person to play
Absolute
in the NFL in the last 25
surgical.
Years.
Surgical. Just a doctor. And, by the way, a tremendous sense of humor as he displayed last night.
Peyton, FYI, Drew Brees just broke your record.
Which one?
All-time passing yards.
Passing yards? Okay. So I still have the touchdown record, right?
He's actually on pace to break that, too.
What? Great. Drew, for 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. And I got to tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now, and you've ruined that for me. So thank you very much. I have nothing left to look forward to except slicing my tomatoes, making dinner for my family, putting together this wedge salad.
That's right.
Well, it would be good if it actually stopped there.
Oh,
but unfortunately, it continues, and then he loses the joke and is like, no, seriously, Drew, you're a great guy, and I love you.
What are you in fresh?
America has to love me. Gosh, shucks, Drew. Thank God you broke the record, because you and me knew each other
Aw, shucks. That's enough. That's next.
Please. He can't even finish a joke. He's got to be cheesy at the end of it.
Way to go, Peyton.
All right. 206-421-3776. How about Rashawn in Lakewood? What's up, Rashawn? Who's your answer?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Yeah. Great.
Hey, my favorite of all time is Randall Cunningham.
That's a good call.
How awesome is that? Is that the highlight of Randall Cunningham's punt? Like, as great as he and all the cool things he did as a quarterback, that punt that travels like 89 yards down to the 2 yard line is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
What do you enjoy the most in his game?
I just liked how he was one of the first ever quarterbacks who was a runner. You know, everybody says Michael Vick, but Randall Cunningham was before him.
Yep.
Randall Cunningham was before a lot of these guys that did that.
UNLV, man.
The spot that he deserves.
Yeah, I would agree. He's pretty fun to watch. Let's grab Rob, who's in Snohomish. Hi, Rob. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, it was a tough question, obviously, as you can see on the debate for the last 21 minutes.
All right. So we all know who our favorite Madden quarterback was. Dante Culpepper, who passed the mock.
True.
Come on. Dante Culpepper.
That's why I like Cam, though. Like, Cam Newton's got all of Dante Culpepper, except he's just better.
We did see when Moss left, Culpepper just diminished.
Well, and his knee got torn to shreds.
I mean, once he couldn't just throw jump balls to Randy Moss, it turned out he wasn't the same quarterback. Whereas Cam's a better runner. He's faster. He's more smooth. He's got more personality. I mean, they share, obviously, the huge body and big arm, but... I don't know,
Did you like Culpepper's little traveling thing that
he would do? It was like the California Raisins or something. No, I'll take the Superman over the California Raisins.
That dude could chuck the ball a long way, though.
Yes, there's no doubt. And good luck trying to knock him over. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger's probably the most similar to him, right? Don't you think? Yep. Nick's in Sumner. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, man. Talking quarterback. So
favorite quarterback of the last 25 years.
You know, I know it's. I'm really being biased because I'm a big Seattle fan. But Russell Wilson, man, you watch him, and ever since the NFC Championship game where he didn't give up and came back, and I mean, I was the only person in my house that was like, "We still got a chance. We still got a chance," and he pulled it out. I mean, he's won me over. He's the most fun to watch. He's definitely just like electric on the screen. I
appreciate the phone call, Nick. Why aren't more people saying Russell Wilson? Why aren't the, like, if you did this in Indianapolis,
because a prophet has no honor in his hometown.
If you did this in Indianapolis, there would be a million calls saying Peyton Manning. If you did this in Boston, not one person would say anything other than Tom Brady. You'd have to take him off the list.
Mm-hmm.
If you did this in New Orleans, every single person would say Drew Brees. Why aren't
Pittsburgh?
It wouldn't be close, I think. Why isn't maybe just because it's too easy and everyone wants to kind of go outside the box. It's hipster Seattle and everyone wants to kind of go in another direction.
Or you just unfortunately look at all the things in this community of what he isn't, instead of celebrating as I've said a bunch, celebrate what he is. And I think it's also, the defense that just took a whole lot of credit for all of that for years and years and years, and he allowed it.
Jeffrey, you can have the last answer. Who's your favorite quarterback of the last 25 years?
This is going to be out there, but it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, it's not. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. All right. Coming up next, we got Washington. Can't do it. We just can't do it. We got to go around the NFL.
Dude.
Oh, you don't have time. He says Fitzpatrick. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it really isn't.
Yes, it is.
We're going around the NFL next. It's Brock and Salk.
This is Brock and Salk.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
Text message, favorite quarterback, Tumgus. I bet Tumgus can throw the rock, man.
Yeah.
You think the cinnamon rolls get in the way?
I'll tell you what, man. What we had homecoming.
You don't think those hot dog fingers are good for throwing the ball?
No. It was homecoming weekend, this last weekend. and our home hosted the homecoming after party, of which I was not a part of because I was out of town in Miami, SoFlo. I was on South Beach at that time, I think, asleep on the beach.
Okay.
But I come home to more candy and nacho chips. Wow. And, like, it's I feel like Tunkus when I walk in. Like, the whole, like, kitchen was full of all this junk that we never eat. And I was like, Molly, you got to bag that up, or I'm going to eat all these Reese's Pieces, all these Skittles, all these M&Ms, all these Cheetos, all these Doritos. I literally felt like Tungus.
This Tungus thing is catching on because Avery and I were driving the other day. We drove by a gas station, AMPM. She pointed at it and went, hey, it's Tungus's house. Let's go around the NFL.
Cardinals, 49ers.
Play action. Rosen setting up with time. Looks deep. Fires deep. Got a man wide open inside the 30. It's caught by Kirk at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown!
Wait, hold on.
Josh Rosen with a strike. Caught by Kirk, rookie to rookie, 75-yard touchdown.
Kyle, you in there?
What's up?
The segment is around the NFL. The NFL, not Niners Cardinals. We got to go around the actual NFL. The NFL, like real football teams in the National Football League.
Those teams are trash.
Not ones with C.J. Beathard taking snaps.
Dude, they got Dick Stockton on the call.
This is around the NFL. I refuse to say anything about this game.
Rosen was 10 of 25 for 170 yards, a touchdown. Old C.J. threw for 350, two touchdowns.
Against Arizona.
Unfortunately, two picks and five turnovers for the 49ers. I do wonder how Richard's feeling down there in Santa Clara. I do wonder how all those are feeling that love the 49ers and pick Jimmy Garoppolo, who, by the way, went 6-0 in garbage time last year and unfortunately started this season slow and then ended up tearing his ACL. That San Francisco roster was not ready to compete this season. Everybody was ready to crown them and pass them by the Seahawks. And you know what? Mr. Shanahan and Kyle, I think, has got a lot to prove as a head coach in this league as well. And Cardinals, good for them. They finally get a win.
Vikings, Eagles.
Wentz goes back to pass. He's looking low. Oh, it's in the air, and it's Lindball. Rookie Lindball rumble. 30, 20. He's so hungry, he's going to eat in the end zone. Lindball Joseph with a defensive touchdown, and the Vikings lead 9-3.
Paul Allen. One of the great calls you're ever going to hear on around the NFL. That's pretty good.
Dude, that's my guy, too. I love Lindball Joseph. Did you see the shot of him afterwards with the sunglasses and the oxygen mask on?
Why the sunglasses, though?
I'm had to have
that out.
He had to have the sunglasses on.
That conserve energy?
Yes. That's how he stays cool. Dude, the Seahawks have the same record as the Eagles. They have almost the same record as the Vikings, who are 2-2-1. Both those teams are supposed to be Super Bowl contenders. What's going on in the NFC? And what's going on with those two teams? Neither one has been as physical as they're supposed to be. I've watched a bunch of the Vikings. I haven't seen as much of the Eagles. They just don't look like they are supposed to look. And I don't know whether it's a Kirk Cousins issue or if it's just something awry. I don't know whether the Philadelphia just sort of shattered them at the end of last year. They weren't supposed to get physically beaten down the way they did. But I also just wonder if some of the thrill of the chase here has been pulled out of those two teams.
I remember.
He's so hungry, he's going to eat in the end zone!
Big guy.
Tungus.
Chargers, Raiders.
The fake it to Lynch. Cross throws, intercepted in the end zone! Picked off by Melvin Ingram!
Wow.
He's so hungry, he's going to eat in the end zone!
All right, Chargers, Raiders. Raiders are bad, huh?
1-4. John Gruden, man, loves blaming quarterbacks. He wanted this Oakland job, A, to make $10 million a year, B, because a franchise quarterback, in his estimation, was waiting for him, and I don't know about the Derek Carr John Gruden mix. I don't know how that's going to work. Derek Carr wired a little bit like I am, a little bit of a people pleaser, a nice guy. A good guy doesn't really fight back and bark back, and John Gruden's a guy that, you know, is hard on his quarterbacks. Got a little bit of that Jimbo Fisher. He's going to point the finger at his quarterback. He is not Pete Carroll. He's not going to take the blame. He's willing to play the blame game. And you talk to a lot of former quarterbacks. I think Andre Ware was with them somewhere. I know that Brian Greasy was. Chris Sims, you listen to him. You hear from a lot of, other than Rich Gannon, who was a guy that could bark back with a decade plus, and kind of he and Gruden came up together, that really after that run, ask a bunch of the quarterbacks how it went working for him. And with him. It didn't go well. It didn't go well. And it's not going well right now between those two. A lot of finger pointing. And again, a roster that is certainly still under construction that he helped butcher.
Marshawn.
The Khalil Mack trade is going to go down this season is the worst one, and maybe for years to come if they don't hit on their first round.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch, 9 carries for 34 yards, and once again, they didn't give him the ball in the end zone from the 1 yard line and threw another pick. Just crazy. So, all right, there you go. That's our trip around the NFL. Are the Chargers good?
I thought we had one more.
Oh, we do? Are we living in the
hungry? He's gonna eat the end zone.
Are we living in the wrong country? Are we all speaking the wrong language? I watched that Graham Gano 63-yard field goal.
Don't you know?
Great, great kick, great win for Carolina over the Giants. Can you fathom being that excited about anything in the entire world?
That's what I sounded like when Seabass made his kick in Arizona.
No, you did not.
Sure, I did.
No, you did not.
I think so.
Like that?
Ganga la ganga, ganga la ganga.
Kyle, what was he saying? Could you translate some of that?
I think he was saying like winner Cano, winner Cano,
winner Cano,
winner Cano, winner Cano.
Was he? What was he saying at the end? Yeah. It's like a song he breaks into.
Sounded like David Locke. You know the highlight we have of David Locke?
The ball that went in, came back out.
Yeah,
it tickled the twine.
Pulling the pass to Favors. He's under the rim. He's fouled. He missed the one footer. It tickled the twine. Da 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 da. Went inside. It went in, and then it came back out. It was right there.
Not
English. It peaked inside the house, but it didn't go in. It would have been at a tie.
All right, we gotta go. That's it. That's our trip around the NFL.
That was a 63-yard field goal.
Yeah, well, and by the way, it would have been good from 70, no problem, right?
I was chatting with you about
the distance. Yeah, no problem.
It's interesting. I think that and you're seeing more kickers do this in the league.
Yeah.
Is that power? Fade. It's your tee shot. I'm serious.
Nobody wants to hear this.
No, it's your.
Nobody cares about the difference between the power fade and the little draw that
it
the kickers
used to
have.
Be the old draw back in the day.
Now they have the fade.
Now they go power
what are you
fade.
About? Come on. Yeah, nobody wants to hear about this.
The same way.
Nobody wants to hear about this.
I kind of like that call,
Kyle. I was watching. Jordan Spieth's guy. What's his name? Cameron McCormick.
Bud Cauley.
No, his teacher. Not his little lapdog friend. I was watching Cameron McCormick yesterday for about a half hour. Teach you how to do both a fade and a draw.
Oh,
facet. That guy's got to be.
Do you think you're ready?
Yes, he's got to be the best teacher. He's 2015 PGA Teacher of the Year.
Are you going to go up to the Nile and try it today?
I may get out there if it's not raining.
Get a little Tungus hot dog at the turn.
I met this kid over the weekend who plays some high school golf, and so he goes to Lakeside, I think it is, uh-huh. And their home course is Jackson.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. He's like, I know. Right. I said, you're up in Shoreline. Wouldn't you rather have your home course be the Nile?
Tungus!
Tungus would love it. I was like, you know, you go to the Nile, like it's short, but fine. You get
okay.
Those German dogs. He goes, he's like, dude, those are the best hot dogs in Seattle. I know. Me and this high school kid.
So take Snoqualmie out. You don't get Snoqualmie.
Right.
If you were a high school golfer, Kyle, yes. You too. If you're a high school golfer and you could pick any of your home courses in the state, which would it be? Which one would you want to get to play as a high schooler every day to practice on, to play on? Snoqualmie is out for you.
Can I take Green Lake Pitch and Punt?
Sure.
No!
Take the Nile where you shot 63.
I got to think about
you
this
You can
one.
Go Bellevue Muni.
We got good news, bad news, no news. Tunga's got to go, Brock. It's all coming up next. I'm Brock and Salk.
Good news.
Yeah!
Bad news. No news. Now, here's Brock and Salk.
All right, it's Brock and Salk here on 710 ESPN Seattle. A little reminder that we do have the Pete Carroll Show video up at 710sports.com. You got to go watch it. 710sports.com/win. Watch it there, and you're entered to win tickets. Tickets to go see the Seahawks and Chargers. first game into November here at CenturyLink Field. You can increase your chances of winning by going to our Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram page, downloading the app for the station, etc. And then tomorrow at 8:15, we're going to announce the winner. All you got to do is be listening and call in within the first 5 minutes. That's it. Go to 710sports.com/win. What's in the news?
Good news, bad news, no news.
OVG formally announced plans for a three-rink, 180,000-foot, square-foot NHL practice facility at Northgate.
It's so good, and it's exactly following the script of what Todd Leibwicky has done everywhere he's been. He revitalized the relationship between the 12s and the football team in this town. He went down to Tampa, and he built a community. He built a community around their hockey team. He did the same thing up in Minnesota before he even came to Seattle. I think he built some inroads relationally on Park Avenue in the NFL that has helped a little bit. He's an amazing leader in the position that he's been in, and that he was going to broaden beyond just his narrow world of this hockey team, to broaden it out, to impact this community. I would have bet on that, and man, those plans are amazing. Good news.
Obviously, great news. Have you started to imagine how this project's going to change the city? I mean, you look at a revamped Seattle Center that really should bring life to that entire area. And the practice facility can be a big deal, and I'll just talk to you some of my experience. I think I've told you this before. Growing up in Boston, the Bruins practiced way far out of town in a small town called Wilmington. I mean, they were way, way out.
Yep.
And then a couple of years ago, they realized there's money in this whole thing and revitalization in this whole thing, and they moved their practice facility closer to the city, and it's created this huge, new, exciting area, and there's tons of restaurants and other commerce all around there. I can absolutely see all of that happening in Northgate. I think, and Leibwicky, of course, adds the community element, because that's who he is. It's not just make money and bring in commerce. It's including three rinks to work towards the long-term sustainability of the product in this town, and a building close to the city that's good for the players. That's Todd Leibwicky at his peak.
Unlike basketball hoops and former warehouses turned into gyms, unlike soccer fields that you just need a little bit of space, hockey is hard. You need ice, and ice time is so hard for so many to find in any community, even up in the Northeast where Bobby Wischusen plays hockey every Wednesday morning. He'll tell you it's impossible to find ice time to build a couple rinks right alongside the one the pros will use. Pretty awesome.
That's good news. There's more. This is also in there. I'm sorry. I'll let you do the other, Todd Leibwicky.
Good news, bad news, no
news.
There's
more.
Sorry.
Todd Leibwicky hinted that they are coming to close to a decision on the hockey team's potential colors.
It's really important. And I think one of the challenges, you know, that we have in our colors is that if you said, well, are you going to use the traditional Seattle team colors, putting the Huskies aside, the Canucks use a blue and green scheme in their uniforms. So on the colors, we might be forced to think out of the box here a little bit, and we're looking at that right now, because the colors, I agree with you, are every bit as important as the actual name.
Oh, I love this. Great news. Fantastic news. Don't go blue and green. Do something different. Colors matter. I'd like to once again recommend black and white. I think the Mariners should do it. Mm. I think that this team should do it. I would love to see more. Like,
colorblind community would love that.
Black and white's a good look, man. It's a good look.
You don't like the nickname. Can I open up the text toy to text in the
color scheme?
The color scheme? Sure. Is that allowed?
I prefer that.
Okay. You prefer that?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So text line is now open at 710-710. We'll totally open it up for you. Give me your favorite color scheme. As a colorblind guy, I have a very hard time
green
with this.
Red.
I'm thinking tie-dye, like for the Pacific Northwest. I think that's not been used anywhere. But I'm really curious what people think.
Good news, bad news, no news.
The Astros swept Cleveland in the ALDS.
Yeah, no news, honestly. I mean, look, the Astros and Red Sox have been the two best teams in baseball, certainly in the American League and really in general all year long. And it looks like we are heading towards a Red Sox-Astros ALCS, which will really, I think, be fantastic. Well, they were sweeping Cleveland yesterday, then Brock Holt hit for the cycle. First time in playoff history in baseball that anybody's hit for the cycle as they demolished the Yankees. So, yeah, they've been the two best teams in baseball really all year long, and I'm looking forward to seeing that series.
Yep, I'd say largely no news. But Puig got drunk for a second time and celebrated in the locker room and clubhouse, which was really fun.
Good news, bad news, no news.
Rashad Penny, who, if you haven't heard of him, is the Seahawks' first-round pick in the last draft, did not actually play one single solitary offensive snap in the Seahawks' Week 5 game.
Kyle, good news, bad news, or no news?
It's probably no news. I've never heard of this guy. Who is he? Where'd he come from?
I wish people could see and feel and read Kyle's like
he's
obsession
mad at me.
With
we're,
this story.
We're kind of fighting right now, so he's mad at me. And this Rashad Penny, too.
Are you guys fighting?
It. I don't know. He's not. I'm sorry.
Kyle. Are you guys fighting, Kyle?
A little bit.
I wasn't aware of that.
Are you being passive aggressive with Brock and fighting with him?
I can be super demanding. And usually Lydia is the barrier there of niceness. And so I'm not as demanding when Lydia is sitting in the seat.
You're not as demanding. Okay, there. Good.
Yes. When Lydia is in that seat.
Lydia's not the barrier. Lydia just doesn't get any of it.
No, she doesn't. But when I ask Kyle for like five pieces of sound, eventually like I hit his limit. And
it wasn't so much the five pieces of sound as the six phones ringing simultaneously.
That too. So all of it was going on. So I apologize. I don't like to be fighting. I don't like that stuff. So it doesn't add to, and doesn't help his bitterness right now for Rashad Penny.
I wish just every night in our email, all it talks about it. The only thing Kyle writes to us is about, he like throws a few things in for good news, bad news, no news. Yep, and like, the rest of the email is him complaining about Rashad Penny.
Yes.
Guy went, what, 9 carries for 49 yards last week?
Let's not go Chris Carson with like the 40 yard performance as something to cheer about.
So more than 5 yards per carry, I thought was pretty good.
49 yards. Woo!
5 yard
first round talent.
I'm going to say right now, no news. But Kyle, I know where you're coming from because he's not passing the eye test. It wasn't even this game and not taking a snap.
Well, he's not passing the eye test because he doesn't play.
Yes, but
you can't see the guy when he's like, was he even in uniform? I don't know.
He was.
But Pete told us yesterday, you just wait till we get Rashad going. What? Is that guy still around?
I don't know what else you can do with this other than just say no news.
I don't
for
know
now.
What's better, that
Field
take
Goals or... was talking about trading their guy for a kicker yesterday.
I saw
Howdy
that.
He thinks he's going to get cut. He's
might as well.
Cut. Look, you can make it.
You like that?
I'm
take,
not going to
do like
better.
Charlie
better
Batch
of top
QB
pick: Malik McDowell or Rashad Penny.
The Charlie Batch thing is the most ridiculous thing that's happened on this show in years. A guy legitimately called the show and argued that Charlie Batch was his favorite quarterback of the last 25 years with a straight face. He
it's
said
not
that.
Objective, Mike. It's subjective.
No. By the way, a lot of people texted in earlier, Kyle, including one who said I should be mad at you instead of the callers for calling in with ridiculous names like Ryan Fitzpatrick because you were letting them through with horrible takes.
Obviously.
You were letting somebody call in and say Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Well, he said Ryan Fitzmagic.
We
got a distinct difference.
Ton of texts on not only home courses, but also colors.
Okay.
A lot of people want like Sonic's colors, forest green and that maroon and red, black and green with blue and white. I mean, there's like a million of these.
Kind of like black and green.
Do you?
I do. Like a dark, kind of a dark green, and every once in a while you can pop it with some really light green, but black is the baseline. Yeah, for
that's
hockey.
That's not a color scheme. I don't know.
I kind of like that.
Black and green. I got to think about that a little bit. That's not something I've thought of. I just think black and white. Keep it simple, stupid. Just go black and white. White at home, black on the road. Let's go. Keep it very, very, very simple.
It doesn't feel like Seattle at all.
So?
Seattle's not black and white.
And that's exactly why they should do it. Go outside the box. You heard them say it. All right. We got a question. Want to dig back into something? We'll do it all. That's a terrible tease. It's going to be good. You just trust me. It's going to be good. Do I have to come up with some creative for you people every time?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's exhausting. It's going to be good. And it's next. I'm Brock and Salk.